Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beefsteak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. And another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. And remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs is elated over Mrs. Carrie Carlton's generosity toward Freddie Lang. Mrs. Carlton could have gone to the police about the $2,000 Freddie took from Penny. But instead, as Penny tells young Nora Williams...
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Nora? Mrs. Carlton's going to let Freddie pay back the $2,000 as if it were a loan.
Oh, crickets, yes, Miss Gibbs. It's just scrumptious.
What, not super scrumptious, Nora?
Yes, super scrumptious, too. Oh, I think it's so awfully nice of Mrs. Carlton.
Well, I'm glad to know that I'm not the only person who realizes what a fine person she really is.
Oh, I guess she is wonderful. Oh, but crickets, Miss Gibbs, she just scared me to death when she came to see me the other night.
Oh, I know what you mean, Nora. She's kind of frightening at times, but she doesn't really mean to be. It's just her manner.
Yes, I guess so. Only someone who was really nice would be so good to Freddie. Golly, I was scared for a while that maybe she was going to send Freddie to jail. Well,
frankly, so was I for a while. You know, she had a right to, Nora. Even though we know why Freddie took the money, we have to admit it was stealing.
But crickets, Miss Gibbs, it wasn't bad stealing.
Nora, there is no such thing as good stealing. It's all bad.
Yes, I guess that's right.
But thanks to Mrs. Carlton, we don't have to think about it as stealing or anything else.
Unless Mrs. Carlton changes her mind.
I don't think she will, Nora. She's made the decision, and she'll stick by it.
But maybe someone will make her change her mind.
Oh, no. No, I don't think anyone could ever talk Mrs. Carlton into anything she didn't want to do.
But if someone tells her something she didn't know about before, that would make her change her mind, wouldn't it?
No, I don't. Nora, you have something on your mind. What is it?
Nothing, Miss Gibbs. I guess it's nothing to worry about.
Well, it's worrying you. What makes you think Mrs. Carlton will change her mind?
Oh, I don't think that. I guess there isn't any chance of it if you say no one can talk her into anything, and you ought to know.
Yes, I think I ought to know what's bothering you, too.
Well, it isn't bothering me, Miss Gibbs. Oh, I guess she didn't really mean it.
Guess who didn't really mean what?
Oh, crickets, I should never have said anything about it. Daddy always says I talk too much, and I guess he's right.
Well, you're not talking enough right now. Nora, who is this that you're talking about? What did she say?
Oh, I didn't want to tell you, Miss Gibbs, and have you worry and everything. But I guess I have to now, don't I?
You certainly do, Nora. Who is it, Nora? What did she say?
It's Miss Dodge.
Oh?
Well, she was here to see you last night while you were out, and of course I had to talk too much then, too.
What do you mean?
Oh, I told her about Freddie and how he took $2,000 of Mrs. Carlton's money that you were keeping for, and how instead of getting mad, Mrs. Carlton just said Freddie could pay it back a little each month.
Oh, Nora, you shouldn't have done that.
Oh, I know it, Miss Gibbs.
Well, then why did you do it?
I don't know. I guess I was just trying to make conversation. I guess I made the wrong kind, I guess.
Yes, I guess you did. What did Miss Dodge say that has you worried so much?
She said the police ought to be told about Freddie taking that $2,000.
I see.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I was so surprised.
Not a bit. Sounds exactly like what she'd say. She just won't leave people alone, will she?
No, I guess not. Why does she want the police to know? It isn't her money.
The whole affair isn't any of her business, but then nothing she ever gets involved in is. Don't know why she acts the way she does, Nora. I don't understand it.
I don't see why she wants Freddie to be in trouble. He's always been so nice to her. Too nice sometimes.
Well, you don't completely understand the situation, Nora. You see, Madeline Dodge and Freddie used to be good friends, but That was some time ago, and for just a little while. Then for a while, they were bitter enemies.
I can't imagine Freddie being enemies with anybody.
He wasn't for long. And Miss Dodge said that she'd forgive and forget. But she was obviously pretending. She hasn't forgiven, and she refuses to forget.
Then she hates Freddie?
No, Nora, I won't say she hates him. I don't think Miss Dodge hates anyone. At least not in the same way you or I might hate a person.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs, I couldn't hate anyone.
I hope you never do, Nora. Hate's a stupid thing. Makes us do things blindly without reason.
Oh, I think hating anyone is silly.
Of course it's silly. You know, Nora, to me, hate is nothing more than a waste of emotion.
Well, I guess Miss Dodge is so rich that she doesn't have to worry about wasting anything. She can always get some more.
You can't buy feelings, Nora.
I know that, Miss Gibbs. I was only trying to be funny. Oh, I'm sure Miss Dodge isn't going to make trouble for Freddie. He looks so worried.
Maybe she isn't, but she's going to try. And if she's at all friendly with Mrs. Carlton, her try may be a good one.
But what can she do?
I don't know, Nora. I suppose she knows everything there is to know about Freddie. Or does she?
Well, would it matter if she did?
I shouldn't think so, but if she did know that Freddie was once arrested for stealing, she might not take this affair so lightly. I think I'd better go see Mrs. Carlton.
And tell her about Freddie?
Well, at least warn her about what she may hear. Nora, if anyone calls, tell them I'll be back in about an hour, but don't tell them any more than that.
Come in.
Morning, Mrs. Carlton.
Well, Miss Gibbs, come in, my dear.
I hope I'm not imposing.
I'll let you know if you were. How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
And what about that young man at the dairy? Does he understand how he's to return that $2,000 to me?
Oh, yes, he does. He's very grateful to you.
I don't want his gratitude, just his monthly payments. And every one of them on time, too.
I know he'll be prompt with him, Mrs. Carlton. Incidentally, he's the reason I've come to see you this morning.
I don't think there's anything further to discuss concerning young Mr. Lang.
But maybe there is, Mrs. Carlton. You see,
there's nothing further to talk about. The boy made a foolish mistake, that's all. I can understand why he did what he did. He was over-anxious. He was, well, perhaps a little desperate. He didn't stop to think what he was doing. I'm sure the boy wouldn't steal under ordinary circumstances.
I think everyone realizes that Freddie had no idea that he was taking money that belonged to you. He thought it was mine, and he imagined that he was borrowing it.
That was obvious from the start, my dear, so let's leave matters as they are. Young Mr. Lang didn't intend to cause trouble when he took my money. I don't intend to cause trouble for him because he took it. But I'll give him no mercy in regard to those payments. I want my money returned to me.
Oh, he'll see that you get it back. Don't worry.
I never worry. It's a waste of time.
But, Mrs. Carlton, are you sure that you're satisfied to think of that $2,000 as a loan to Freddie?
Satisfied? Why, of course. Wasn't it my suggestion?
Well, yes. Of course, technically, it could be said that Freddie actually stole that money.
I'm not interested in technicalities.
The police are.
What do the police know about this?
Nothing, but if you decide to tell them...
Why should I tell the police something I don't want them to know?
You might decide that Freddie was a thief.
All I've decided about Freddie Lang is that he's a young and over-anxious boy who very foolishly took $2,000 which didn't belong to him. But the money was taken for a worthy reason, and the foolish thing he did may turn out to be the smartest thing he ever did in his life. We won't talk about it anymore. The matter's closed.
Thank you. I'm glad you feel the way you do.
Frankly, so am I. If I lived up to the reputation I have in this town, I'd send young Freddy to jail for 10 years. Or could I send him away for more?
Oh, thank you for not sending him to jail for any. And goodbye, Mrs. Carlton. I have to...
Come in.
Morning, Carrie. Oh, I didn't know you had company.
You come in, Madeline. I think you know Miss Gibbs, don't you?
Of course. Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Miss Dodge. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Oh, am I interrupting anything?
No, but it wouldn't matter to you if you were, I'm sure. Miss Gibbs was just leaving. Or are you going to stay, Miss Gibbs?
No, I have to get back home. I'll see you tomorrow, Mrs. Gordon.
I think we have an appointment, haven't we?
Yes, at 10. I'll be here.
See that you are. Goodbye.
Bye, Mrs. Gordon.
Nice to see you again, Miss Dodge. Goodbye.
Bye, Miss Gibbs. Lovely girl, isn't she?
I think so, but you don't.
Oh, I hardly give her a thought, Carrie.
No? Well, she definitely gives some thought to you. There was a look of great concern on her face when you walked in.
Was there?
There was. You saw it, and you enjoyed it. Is she afraid of you?
No. No, just of what I know about one of her favorite people.
Well, don't impart any of your evil gossip around here. I'm not interested.
Oh, but you should be interested in this. It's about Freddie Lang.
What makes you think I have any interest in young Mr. Lang?
Well, I'm sure you want your $2,000 back, don't you?
Oh, that. Well, it'll be returned to me, every penny of it.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I imagine Freddie will do almost anything to keep from going to jail.
Perhaps that's why I'm not worried about getting my money back.
You're rather proud of your sudden philanthropy, aren't you?
I don't want to ruin a boy's life because he made a foolish mistake.
Oh, no, no, of course not. Your motive is commendable enough, Carrie. But you know, you might be hurting him.
Hurting him?
Mm-hmm.
How?
By being too easy on him. He would never have taken that money if he hadn't gotten off easily once before. Now what you've done...
What do you mean, once before?
Oh, but surely you know all about that, Carrie. Why, Carrie, the boy's on probation. Didn't you know that?
No, I did not. What did he do?
Well, he belonged to a group of thieves in the city. They made quite a racket for themselves before the police finally rounded them up. And all but Freddie went to prison.
Young Lang has been arrested?
Mm-hmm. Twice, to be exact. Once in New York and once here. Thanks to Miss Gibbs and his uncle, Professor Rogers, he wasn't sent to jail. But to keep his freedom, he was supposed to behave himself.
Well, I must say I'm pretty shocked. Why, I had no idea the boy was a habitual thief.
Then you see what you've done, may hurt him, Carrie. You let him off much too lightly. Well, you may actually be encouraging him in a life of crime, Carrie.
Yes. Thank you for telling me, Madeline. This makes a great change in my attitude toward Freddie Lang.
What will Mrs. Carlton do now that she knows Freddie has a police record? Will she accuse Freddie of robbing her and turn the case over to the proper authorities? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dinner dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy, and it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu. For beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now your local announcer.